The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
Boldly saying, hey, if I can see it, it can change. Amen. And there's some things out there that we can see, but they need to change. Amen. They need to change. And so that encourages me that we can we can look at those things and declare and speak over them if they need to change. You're subject to change.
We're not declaring or we're not denying the facts, but we're going to speak the truth. Mm-hmm. And what does Monty say? We're going to speak the truth until the facts line up with the truth.
Amen. That's
amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's kind of turning into a speaking. Mm-hmm. Because we don't, in 2 Corinthians, I said that, didn't I? Mm-hmm. In Colossians 3:2, in the Amplified Classic, and set your minds and keep them set. Set your minds and keep them set. Mm. Set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, mm-hmm. not on the things that are on the earth. Man, just, yes, there are so many things that are trying to grab your attention and my attention. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of, there's some good things that's trying to grab your attention. This morning, we're mm-hmm. grabbing your attention. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you leave here, what's going to be happening? Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to pull out in front of you. Somebody's going to run into your grocery cart, break an egg. Somebody's going to look at you funny, and they weren't even looking at you. They were looking past you at the other guy.
You get a text from Ralphie Joe. I mean, things can happen, right?
It's always, the timing is always perfect.
There is actually scripture to support it, and it's in Mark. And it says, you know, the word is the seed. And we come, and we get fed on the word every Sunday. But as soon as we leave, the enemy's right there immediately to do what he can to take that seed, right? And so, hey, here's the wonderful thing, guys. We're not ignorant of his schemes, right? The word says we're not ignorant of what he has in store. We know what he's come to do. John 10:10, we say it almost every time we're up here. Mm-hmm. And so anytime we see stealing, killing, or destroying, we know it's not God. We know it's the enemy. But we're equipped, amen? And so we know because we have our armor.
We have
the Spirit inside of us.
We're getting there.
Amen.
Don't read ahead.
Okay. Amen.
But what we've been talking about, too, in all of this is an attitude of preparedness. And that's what faith gives us, preparedness for anything. And in anything you're facing, it's not light. We're not making light of it. But there is an answer in the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God always has an answer.
Mm-hmm. And since we're on confession, I let that first song they did, what did it say? Speak to every limitation. I love that. That's what we're called to do. And that's what you're talking about. Whatever limitations we feel like we're facing or we're coming up against, we as people of faith get to speak to it. And whatever it is, we get to say, oh no, that's not what he says. He says, by his stripes, I am healed. I was healed. I'm walking out healing. Amen. So whatever it is. So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
So, we walk by faith in the promises of God. And when we read them, we don't see them. We read them on a page. Mm-hmm. But what we need to do is, confess them. Speak them mm-hmm. in your daily life until they are seen. Mm-hmm. When you say them and believe them, you will see them.
Amen.
The promises of God.
Amen. So it's important to know the promises, amen? It's important to know the benefits. We've said this a while ago, but, you know, if you go to work for somebody, they'll give you a list of what your benefits are. Well, you can't really access them or benefit from them if you don't know what they are, amen? So what do? Where are our benefits? They're in the Word, right? They're in the Word. Guys, there are so many ways we can get in the Word. I encourage you every day, whether it's get on your Bible app and see the verse of the day and meditate on that. It doesn't have to be, 5 chapters or whatever. It doesn't have to be half of your day, whatever the Lord's leading you to do. But the Lord kind of dropped this in my spirit this past week, and I pray it encourages you and blesses and helps you. So there, to me, there's, I'm sure there's numerous reasons, but two reasons he was encouraging me to stay in the Word. Two that he gave to me. And one of them was, if we're filled up to the full and overflowing with his Word, okay, and how do we do that? That means we have to read it. We have to speak it. We have to hear it. We have to immerse ourselves and get right in his Word for that to happen. There's no room for anything else to get in, amen? Nothing else can get in. I am overflowing with him. The other thing is, when pressure's applied, you notice I didn't say if pressure's applied. When pressure comes from the outside world, from the enemy that's throwing fiery darts, we're going to get there. When it comes against me and it pushes me, the pressure does, what's going to come out? The Word, amen? And that's what all of us need for any and every situation in our lives. And so that was really good for me because I thought, man, just another reason, guys, to be in his Word, saturated to the overflowing.
Right, and Monty's always saying when you squeeze the baby, what comes out?
Yeah.
When you fill a sponge, mm-hmm. what comes out of a sponge when you squeeze it? Mm-hmm. Whatever you filled it with.
Amen.
So that's good. That's a real good word. And in doing all this and building your faith and exercising your faith, you've got to stay alert. 1 Peter 5:8 says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy. It doesn't say just maybe a mosquito or a gnat or something. It's a great enemy. And it tells us in John 10:10, what does he come for? Mm-hmm. To steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Mm-hmm. Man, we're going to stay here for a minute because mm-hmm. we've talked about this quite a bit this week.
Yeah.
But staying alert, watching out for your enemy
mm-hmm.
so that he's looking for someone to devour.
Mm-hmm.
Who's he going to devour?
Well, the Word tells us, which is cool, right? We don't have to wonder. We know the answers to these questions. So if I'm not staying alert, I'm an easy target, amen? And so, I mean, he says, stay alert. I think some say, be on your guard, right? In other words, we're mm-hmm. always watching. We're always listening. We're always looking. That doesn't mean you can't be in an attitude of resting in him, but we're always listening to what he has to say to us. So if I'm not alert, and I am all over the place, so if this is not in our notes, I apologize.
I'm fixing to get into some of that too.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if it was the one, but Pastor Monty, I believe it was last Sunday, could have been the week before, but he talked about the disciples with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And remember, what did he say? There's different gospel accounts in Matthew and Mark and so on. But he said, stay awake and pray with me for 1 hour. Well, he comes back multiple times, and what does he do? He finds them sleeping. And then what is his word to them? Your spirit is willing. The flesh is weak. Guys, the battle's with our flesh. We heard such a good word not too long ago that said every day there's a crossroads between our spirit and our flesh. And we get to make the decision. What am I going to? Ooh, and you can feel your flesh. It's good. But we get to choose if we're going to do what he says, yes or no. But that's so good for me because that gives me a picture of staying alert. You know, he says, just stay awake and pray with me. You know, he was dealing with things. He was in his humanity. He knew what he had to face. And it was troubling to his soul or his being. And so your spirit's willing, but your flesh is weak.
That's right.
And as long as we recognize that, guys, and we realize that that's where we get to choose, is our flesh is going to always be screaming something opposite, usually from the spirit. And so we get to choose.
That's right.
Amen.
So in the Passion, 1 Peter 5:8 says, be well balanced and always alert because your enemy, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion looking for its prey to devour.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The implication in the context is that you do not bring your worry, if you do not bring your worries and cares, which is the verse before. That's why I say sometimes you need to go read before what we bring you. But in verse 7, it says, bring your worries and cares to the Lord. If you haven't done that, the devil will use that, the depression and discouragement, to devour you.
Wow.
Just as lions go after the feeble, the young, and the stragglers. Mm-hmm. So the enemy of our souls will always seek out those who are isolated, alone, or depressed to devour them.
Wow.
That's why it's so good that you're here.
Amen. Amen.
No matter what you felt like this morning, mm-hmm. you got here.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So that someone here could encourage you. If it, you know, you might not hear the encouragement word, because I know there's a lot of people encouraging a lot of people.
Amen.
Every time we're in here.
Yes. Praise God.
But just remember, he will use that depression, that discouragement. He will use what the something you're looking at, not taking that thought captive. Mm-hmm. He will use that. Mm-hmm. He's pretty good at this. And he's been doing it a long time. Mm-hmm. And all he has to do is look at you mm-hmm. and see what just happened. And he pretty well knows what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Just like your wife knows what you're thinking, Eric. I'm not saying she's the enemy. But watch what you say.
So you could say if you're distracted, right? If we're distracted, then we're not necessarily staying alert. So worries, concerns, cares, those things... they're not, well, worry's not ever good. And do you remember we said this a while ago? Kenneth E. Hagin, he's already in heaven, if you guys know who he was. He said, how do you know if you're worrying about something? Do you guys remember? You're thinking about it, right? I mean, it's like that. We actually heard something this week which was pretty cool. You know how all of us have something that looks like this. And you'll go to a website or something, or and it's loading or it's catching up, but right, and you've got this little, that's a picture of us worrying, guys, because that's what our mind is doing, right? It's like, it's just, it won't, right? We're thinking about it. It's just, it's like that, no matter what you're doing, it's always there. That's how we know if we're worrying. So that would be distracting, and we would not be alert, looking to what we need to keep the enemy away.
And I really like this passage in the Message. 1 Peter 5:8, starting in 8, and it runs through 11 in the Message. Keep a cool head.
That's good.
Stay alert. Mm-hmm. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Mm-hmm. Keep your guard up. You're not the only ones plunged in these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith.
Amen.
Keep a firm grip on the faith. Mm. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, mm-hmm. will have you put together and on your feet for good.
So
he gets the last word.
Wow.
Yes, he does. God gets the last word in whatever.
Amen.
If we'll just put him in charge.
Amen.
If we'll just give him those cares. Amen. Give him those concerns. Give him whatever's stressing you out. Amen. Give that to him, and he will have the last word.
Amen. So good.
Amen. I don't think we're going to make it very much further. But it goes on in 1 Peter 5:9 to say, stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Mm-hmm. Exercise your faith. Mm-hmm. Exercise it by being here. Exercise it by being in the Word. Mm-hmm. Exercise it by saying something kind. Mm-hmm. Exercise it by doing something good for somebody. Mm-hmm. Exercise it by loving someone.
Amen. Exercise it by answering it. I've heard, you know, you'll have a thought come, and it's kind of like speak to every limitation. We've said this before. You can't change a thought with another thought, right? It doesn't happen. So what do we do to change what we're thinking? We say something, right? That's going to change it. And so if we speak to every limitation, that's going to change what we're thinking. And when we have those thoughts come, just like you said, that's not my thought. We have the opportunity to stand in faith and to answer those thoughts.
Right.
Out loud, I might add. Amen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And then 9, in the Passion. 1 Peter 5:9, in the Passion. I may have already read. Take a decisive stand against him and resist his every attack with strong, vigorous faith.
Amen.
So take a stand, decisive stand. We're hearing it all the time, that in our world we've got to take a decisive stand. We've got to do that. And we've got to take it because we are taking a stand against the enemy. Mm-hmm. No matter what it looks like out there, it's the enemy using that to try to steal, kill, and destroy us.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Strong, vigorous faith. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So if you hadn't figured it out, we were in 1 Peter 5:8-9. Mm-hmm. You can look at that later. We've got some other stuff where we're talking about standing against the wiles of the devil. We're talking about in Ephesians 6:13, therefore take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And then in Ephesians 6:16, I'm just wrapping it up. We're going to be done.
Amen.
Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench the, it says fiery darts. I ain't never seen a fiery dart. It's more like a flaming missile. Mm-hmm. And it's coming in to take you out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true.
So that's a shield. When you got that shield of faith up, it's a shield. I think Monty talked about how it encases you and covers you up.
Yeah. Amen.
Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one. And I want to read two more scriptures to you, and we'll be done because we don't have time to get to them. But in 1 Thessalonians, if you've been around for the last 2 or 3 weeks, you've heard this.
Yeah.
In 1 Thessalonians 4:18, after you read 13 through 18, well, 18 says, so encourage each other with these words.
Yeah.
That would apply to anything you've heard here today.
Amen.
Starting with Eric and Debbie. And what you heard from the praise team.
Yeah. Amen.
Encourage each other with these words. And then it goes on in 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Mm-hmm. And it says, so encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing.
Amen.
Amen? Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to, let's see what that last scripture was. Mm-hmm. And I'll just leave you with this last scripture. Hebrews 11:6. Mm-hmm. And it is impossible to please God without faith.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Believe it.
Amen.
Trust it.
Yes.
Even though you don't see it,
you
can stand on that scripture right there.
Yes, amen.
Amen. I see the gatekeepers gathering up. They're fixing to hook us off of here. So... We just want to encourage you.
Yes, amen.
That's exactly what those scriptures said. That's what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you haven't pulled up the notes, the scriptures that we skipped and didn't, we were in Ephesians 6.
Mm-hmm.
We were in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1 Thessalonians 5. Read it, meditate on it, study it out. You've heard those scriptures quite a bit here lately. So we're gonna close without trying to get into that, because I'm going to go back up here and talk about the promises of God. There's 1,148, and I will start with number one.
Long, long, long sermon.
Wow, they didn't think that was funny at all.
No, there was no laughing.
Woo! Okay, where's them confessions?
You guys, just by the way, you're winning, okay? We want to encourage you. You are winning. It doesn't matter what the scoreboard looks like. It doesn't matter what you face each day. You keep showing up. You keep working. It's that thing. I'm just going to encourage you. Keep going to the gym. You know, what's the gym? It's getting in his word. It's listening to his spirit. And regardless what it looks like, regardless how we feel, oh my goodness, we keep developing our faith, because when the things come, we know we're ready. Amen.
That's right.
We're ready.
And have you
We're prepared.
Have you ever needed encouragement and you ended up encouraging someone else?
Amen.
And what does that do for you? Encourages you.
Yes,
it's a boomerang.
Amen.
All right, let's say our lighthouse scriptures, confessions. Bless art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has supplied all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, for my righteousness is of the Lord. But whatever I do will prosper, for I am like a tree that is planted in the rivers of water. With what measure I meet, it is measured unto me. I sow bountifully, therefore I reap bountifully. I give cheerfully, and my God has made all grace abound toward me. And I, having all sufficiency of all things, do abound to all good works. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. And in my pathway there is life and there is no death. I am a doer of the word of God, and I am blessed in my deeds. I am happy in those things which I do, because I am a doer of the word of God. A word of God is forever settled in heaven. Therefore, I establish his word upon this earth.
Oh, my goodness. So good to see you guys. Yes.
Can I say one more thing?
Of course.
In that confession.
We're not sharing a mic.
To keep me in all my ways and in my pathway, there is life and there is no death.
Amen.
I honestly believe we won't have to see death much longer.
Amen. Amen.
We are alive and we're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is coming soon. That 1 Thessalonians 4 talks about what's going to happen. The three things that you'll want to hear and see. So be prepared.
Amen.
Be prepared. We're encouraging you to be prepared.
Yes.
What is that, Sermon 3?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Where was that pizza delivery number?
Yeah. Where's that the bulletin?
Okay, I hear that it was Miss Carrie's birthday today, so you guys make sure and give her a huge happy birthday hug when you see her. And I know Dana celebrated yesterday, so she's probably still happy to have birthday hugs as well. I'm going to read the blessings over you guys. Just close your eyes, soak them in your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders. And blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. May the Lord's unfailing love rest upon you, even as you put your hope in him. May the grace of the Lord pour out on you abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The Lord knows the plans he has for you. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. May you embrace this truth. When you call upon the Lord and pray to him, he will listen to you. You will seek the Lord and find him when you search for him with all your heart. May you be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. May you be blessed with the love and kindness of the Lord. May you have abundant happiness because your strength is in the Lord, and in your heart are pilgrim highways to his holy mountain. May you go from strength to strength and appear before God in Zion. Behold, God is your salvation. May you trust in him and not be afraid, for the Lord God is your strength and song, and he has become your salvation. Therefore, may you joyously draw water from the springs of salvation. May calmness and confidence in the Lord make you strong. May you prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. May you set the Lord continually before you, because he is at your right hand. You will not be shaken. Therefore, may your heart be glad, and may your glory rejoice, and your flesh also will dwell securely. May the Lord yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. May grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 May the Lord fill your mouth with laughter Amen. And your lips with shouts of joy.
That's good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'll take some of that. Yeah. Well, we have a special guest. Be sure, and as you're on your way out, the big guy back there in the back, his name's Richard. Be sure and say hello. Glad to see you. Glad you could make it today. There's a little bit of a joke behind all that, but...
Do we have a visitor's card? Anybody?
Yeah, anybody Ushers? Got a visitor's card for that man back there? And if it is your first time visiting, give us another chance. Monty and Sarah will be back next week.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, if you need prayer, there'll be Misty and I will be up here. I bet we can get EJ and Camille up here. There'll be others that can pray with you. Julie. Anybody, yeah, there's Debbie and Eric, and there's Case, whole lineup
Whoever's
of prayer warriors.
Next to you.
So don't leave without prayer.
Yes,
if you've got the inkling that you need prayer, you do. Mm-hmm. If you're talking yourself out of needing prayer, you need
Indeed.
Prayer.
Yeah, amen.
So, and this is not, God did not design this to just be you and him. He designed it to be him and all of us. Mm-hmm. So we're in this together.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, we're in this together. And we thank you all for being here today. It was so good to see each and every
yes,
one of you.
Yes, we love you.
And I looked out, and I got all the names of the ones that are not here. We'll be praying a special prayer for those. And who are they? I have no idea. Monty and Sarah.
Well, yeah.
So, y'all have a great week.
Yeah.
Have a great week. Something good is going to happen to you each and every day as long as you say it.
Yes.
And the more you say something good is going to happen to me today, the more you'll start to believe it, because faith comes by
hearing
the word of God.
And then you'll see it.
And
Amen.
Then you'll see it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Love you guys.
All right, you want to close us in prayer?
Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, we do love you. We praise you and we thank you. Thank you, Father God, for the amazing plan and purpose that you have for each and every person within the sound of our voice, Father God. You have a plan, you have a purpose, and you've equipped us, and we thank you for that. Father, as we choose to look to you, we are full of confident expectation, Lord Jesus. And we know that we know that we know that what you say is true, and that you will overcome, and we will overcome every enemy and every obstacle because of the greater one that's inside of us. We praise you and love you. Thank you for our pastors. We pray for them. We pray for peace and rest and joy, Father God, and revelation. And we just praise you as we can come together Tuesday night for a Bible study, Lord, and all week long as we have opportunities to connect and to grow and to serve. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Bible study Tuesday night at 6. And women's conference, encourage your ladies to go, men. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. Well, lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa-oh. You are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. Tomorrow brings
and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. Sure.